Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello,
good evening,
and welcome. Yes, here we are once again, Saturday night, 9 o'clock, on Manx Radio in the Isle of Man, and worldwide on the web, of course, jumping in the best in modern and contemporary jazz with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to another Jumping In special, and like buses, you wait for ages, and, well, we're going to have another one next week as well, more of which later on. However, back to tonight, and for those of you who were paying attention last week, you'll know that we're having a female band leader special with an interview from the highly acclaimed and multi-award-winning Maria Schneider, but plenty of other good music besides. Points to those who remembered, and what do points mean?
Prizes!
Well, no, they mean nothing at all, but what they really mean is you need to chill out a bit. This is not a test, it's just a jazz show. So, what gems have been liberated from your music collection this weekend?
Oh, all manner, of course, looking forward to Maria, her latest date, Lords, an absolute gem, will become a classic, but also some music from the terrific Cindy Blackman, who's in the now. Money Jungle, given a fantastic twist by Terry Lynn Cannington, and the ageless Carla Bley.
And from me, well, there's a web, but no spider. We roll along, we have a bop, and to pick us up, well, how about a coffee? Here's the Barbara Brookmiller Big Band. nearly got caught out by that.
I tell you what, the unwary could be caught out by that.
They could indeed, if they weren't concentrating. Brazilian flavoured coffee there from the Barbara Bruckmüller Big Band, born in Vienna in 1975. Barbara said she was exposed to a lot of jazz from the 30s and 40s as a child, as music would always fill her house. She learned the piano at the age of seven, but then, after school, took up a career as a bookseller, before changing path in her mid-20s and starting her jazz studies. Although her idols weren't pianists, but rather big band leaders, including our guest later on, Maria Schneider, who she cites as an influence, which incidentally is a trait that's shared with all of my chosen band leaders tonight. The album was just called the Barbara Bruckmüller Big Band and came out in 2013.
Terrific stuff, and lovely to hear big band sound again. Really enjoying it. Well, you brought us a coffee. I'm going to bring us a banana, courtesy of Cindy Blackman, the wonderful drummer who's been around a goodly number of years now, at least 20, I'd say, at the top of her game. Now, as it suggests in the liner notes, one of the most forceful and assertive of modern jazz improvisers, and up there with sort of Max Roach, Art Blakey, all her influences over the years as well. They've got several leaders out, or several albums out under her own name. I know this is one which Kevin Legendre, my old tutor when I was doing that course several years ago, and also, of course, on Radio 3 as well, frequently as a presenter. This is one of his favourite tracks, and he says, a much underrated album this. A few years back, Cindy Blackman in the now, in the company of Ravi Coltrane, Jackie Terrison, and Ron Carter, of course. Who gets the banana? Thank you. Terrific stuff. Cindy Blackman leading her own group there. Ravi Coltrane on tenor. Jackie Terrison bass. Ron Carter. Ron Carter on the bass, of course, and Jackie Terrison as well on the piano. Wonderful stuff from a few years back that now. And like I said, I first heard it when Kevin Legendre recommended it. 1998, I think that one came out. And she's still going strong and a real force for improvisation. For Women on the Drums, a fantastic drummer. We'll hear another one a little bit later on. And for leading your own groups, wonderful stuff.
Now a new one on me, but the album itself is a couple of years old. Heading Down Under for my next choice, an album which has a great deal in common actually with Data Lords, although preceding it by a couple of years in terms of release. As Sydney-based trumpeter, composer, educator and band leader Ellen Kirkwood took her inspiration for her suite Apart, and it's spelled /A/part, so the A is apart from the part, if you see what I mean. And he took her inspiration from what it means to exist in a world facing climate change, global refugee crisis, and the omnipresence of the internet. Here's The Internet, Wonder and Malignance. Really fascinating album, this, with dense and intense soundscapes interweaving with delicate and atmospheric passages reminiscent of Norma with Kenny Wheeler's big band. The 13-piece all-female band features many of the best women Australian jazz musicians, including Sandy Evans on saxes, Andrea Keller, whose solo works we've used on the show before, on piano, vocalist Jean Slater, and, of course, Ellen herself on the trumpet. The band is called At Part by Ellen Kirkwood and the Sirens Big Band. Definitely worth beginning it out.
Certainly is, and I certainly think you could sort of hear influences maybe there in her work from our guest this evening, our interviewee, the wonderful Maria Schneider, just released her latest on the Artist Share label. It's called The Data Lords, a wonderful double CD, beautifully packaged. And again, Maria loves this whole tangibility of the music, as well as the audibility, I guess, as well. And it's a rail to a large degree on the perhaps what you could call the war of our times, the sort of natural world versus the digital world and all that might entail, I dare say. I won't go on more than that. Suffice to say, do check it out. It is well worth investing in. Worth investing in the physical CD. They are all beautifully packaged. You get sort of liner notes. You get to sort of links onto various other online aspects of the music and videos and things you can actually interact with. The beautiful packaging itself, all done in lovely gatefold, the cardboard, and a booklet inside with lots explaining the music, great photos of the musicians, explaining the concept behind it, etc., etc. It's one of those ones where you can indulge in that as you listen to the music. Let's check out the first CD, and this is from the digital world, Dark, Brooding, Complex and Angry.
When I sit down to write music, I very rarely have an agenda for what I want that music to depict. I just look for sound, and then the sound sort of, if I like what I'm creating, you know, a lot of times it will start to conjure up associations in my mind, memories. It could be a lot of different things. And in the case of the music on the first side of this, or the first CD, I should say, I want to say the first side of the album, I wish. It started bringing up all these issues that, and concerns that I have with the world of big data and where it's taking us culturally, you know, not just musicians economically, but everybody.
And what is your major concern on this?
Oh, wow. Where do I begin? I mean, on just a human level, the deluge of information, all these companies that are desperate for our data, so they find ways to make even children addicted to devices or platforms so that they can keep that stream of data coming from everybody. And I feel that it's taking us away from our own silent space that's necessary for mental health, emotional health, creativity, thought, and, just space, a connection with nature. And then, you know, I'm concerned about the suggestion of thought coming from so many platforms. I'm concerned about an economy where companies that don't collect data can't compete, and that the players that have so much data, the Googles of the world, Amazon, that they're completely taking everybody over. And so I'm concerned about the economic loss. What happens to our world when small businesses can't compete anymore and are snatched up or you know, pushed out of the way by these companies? And then there's the tax issue, and that's a huge one. That in the old days when we bought things, everything from music to in-car navigation systems to certain programs and things, when we bought them, we paid tax on them, which pays for roads and hospitals and, you know, all sorts of things, depending what country and how taxes work and how they fund things. And now, you know, so much is free. It's free so that they can take data. But to me, that exchange, that barter of data for a product should be taxed. So that's just the beginning.
Do you think that with regard to music, it's strange, particularly in these peculiar and very challenging times that the world has been through with this global pandemic, that technology in some ways has actually allowed musicians to provide and give them an opportunity to still perform? And I know there's one young big band in the UK, for example, who came up with an entirely new process to record individually in their own properties. And throughout the whole history of music, there's no doubt that different platforms have come and gone. And I know you're a big proponent for Artist Share, which you've been with for a number of years. But do you think that there's an element of having to take the technology on board and be in a position to feel that we are controlling it and put it down and leave it alone rather than them controlling us with it. Is that where you'd like it to be?
I'm not sure exactly what you mean. Like, for instance, these bands that are everybody's recording in their own home. First of all, it is just insanely time intensive and
of course.
Difficult to do that.
Yes,
it's not an economic model, and it obviously it has, you know, the musicians aren't playing together, so everything that's most essential in music isn't really happening. But you know, the thing that the pandemic is showing about the music industry is how, so in the UK, I just read an article that they did a poll and 64% of musicians are thinking about leaving the profession.
Wow.
Now, it used to be that musicians had all sorts of streams of income. We had royalties. We had,
yes,
mechanical royalties from, you know, CDs being sold. We had royalties, you know, for radio play and various things.
Yes.
The royalties coming, the destruction of royalties from you know, streaming companies and this whole economic model is so hard on musicians that all they have left are concerts. And, you know, composers don't perform generally. People can't perform forever, and in a pandemic, nobody can perform.
No.
So it's all that's left is to teach musicians to become musicians so that they can teach more musicians to become musicians to teach more musicians.
Yes.
I mean, this is what it's turning into. Isn't it scary?
We could, I'm sure, talk for hours. Sadly, I know you're busy as well. We must let you get on. It's been a pleasure talking today. Thank you ever so much for taking the time. Just finally, obviously, whilst there is anger in this music, it's complex, it's beautiful, there is anger, there is sort of discordancy, there is a complexity about it. I urge everyone to check it out. Date Lords on Artist Share. We'll be hearing a track now. Do you still remain inside optimistic for the future of composition and our music?
I do, because, I think it's so important. I mean, one of the reasons that I feel that these issues are important and that we really think about the creative space in our own mind is because art is important. Art conveys these things in the same way for me, you know, that it's not even so much a choice, but the music brings up truths, and those truths become something other people can see and experience and feel and ponder when it comes out through art, whatever it is.
Sanzanin, the first on Our Natural World, the second of the two CDs, Gary Fossati on accordion. Before that, we heard A World Lost, featuring Ben Mondra on guitar, Rich Perry on tenor, and, of course, talking there to the wonderful Maria Schneider about her work and her latest on Artist Share, Data Lords. Terrific stuff. Thanks ever so much to Maria. Check it out.
And don't forget that we have yet another special next week, which is Music from the Shows. But back to Europe now, more specifically Cologne, Germany, and bass player, band leader and composer Hendrika Enzian and her Plus Ensemble, a 17-piece ensemble driven by the backbone of her quartet, Matt Halpin on sax, Simon Seidel on piano, and drummer Fabian Arens. Taken from their 2020 release Marble, here's Marble Part 2. lovely stuff. Marble Part 2 from Hendrika Ensian plus Big Band on their 2020 album Marble. Incidentally, the album doesn't feature a Marble Part 1, which I thought must have been lost in an earlier game. No, in fact, it's just that Part 2 was completed in time for the recording and Part 1 is still not finished. Winner of the WDR Jazz Composers Prize in 2018, she's composed several works for the WDR Big Band, Metropole Orkst, and indeed her current band features the winner of the 2020 WDR Soloist Award. One to watch.
One to watch indeed. Another one been watching for some time, Terry Lynn Carrington, another drummer, leader, wonderful composer as well, and Provocative in Blue, her take on Money Jungle.
Hi, this is Maria Schneider, and you're listening to Jumpin' In with H and Chris on Manx Radio.
Ah, terrific stuff. Carla Bley, of course. Sidewinders in Paradise from her 4x4 album. And before that, very special, and it was indeed. Money Jungle, Provocative in Blue, Terry Lynn Carrington.
You can't go wrong with that, or indeed with the original Duke Ellington either. Once again, we're beaten by the clock. Hopefully you've enjoyed this special. Don't forget, we've got another special next week when we'll be focusing on songs from the musicals. Plenty to go out there. We've just got time for a track from one of my favourite releases of the year, possibly in my top 10, another Australian, Melbourne-based Vanessa Perica and her orchestra, which features an all-star Aussie lineup, taken from the album Love is a Temporary Madness. Here's Dance of the Zinfandels.
Terrific. So another special next week. We are spoiling you here on Jumping In at the moment. Hope you've enjoyed our talk with Maria today and the special music we've got. Women band leaders, it's where it's at.
Dance of the Zinfandels. See you next week.